This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr will be defending his handling of the Mueller report when he testifies shortly before the Senate Judiciary Committee, as Democrats have accused him of misrepresenting key findings in the final report of the special counsel Robert Mueller before releasing a redacted version of Mueller's report. Congressman Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, says,
I don't think we can rely on the Justice Department to be summarizing what Bob Mueller said in that conversation to Bill Barr. We know from Mueller's own words from that letter that he viewed the Barr summary as misleading, as essentially allowing the White House to create this false narrative. No, this is serious business.
He was speaking on CBS News. The South Central U.S. cleaning up after over two dozen tornadoes touched down yesterday in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. Luckily, no one was killed. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. According to the American Cleaning Institute, 76% of Americans participate in spring cleaning every year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers outlines tips and tools that can help you clean up your finances to maximize financial rewards.
Spring cleaning is all about hitting the refresh button, and that includes refreshing your spending and finances to maximize rewards. Try to stick with your favorite brands to accumulate maximum benefits through their rewards programs. Additionally, consider consolidating your savings and investment accounts down to one financial institution. This will simplify your banking, and the balance of your consolidated accounts may also qualify you for a program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards. Our Preferred Rewards members enjoy great benefits, including credit card rewards bonuses of up to 75%, home and auto loan discounts, no fees on select banking services, and more. And as a member's qualifying balances grow with Bank of America, so does their preferred rewards benefits.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
The ADP National Employment Report just out this morning shows the economy added 275,000 private payroll jobs in April, far more than analysts had estimated, and the most since last July. The official government report is coming out on Friday. As violence has broken out in Venezuela, the U.S. again says it fully supports the people of that Central American nation in their quest for freedom, being spearheaded by opposition leader Juan Guaido. However, U.S. Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Kamala Harris says it doesn't mean the U.S. military should get involved.
And we obviously need to advocate for a peaceful end to this process in a way that sustains their democracy.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been sentenced to 50 weeks in a British prison after being found guilty earlier this month of skipping bail to avoid being sent to Sweden over a rape allegation. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, the Democratic presidential candidate, out and about in Dubuque, Iowa yesterday, warning a friendly crowd that President Trump wants to cut the social safety net to reduce the federal deficit. Biden saying he won't let it happen.
Mark my words. If he's reelected and the Republicans gain control, keep control of the Senate, this is going to be the battle of our lives. And if I'm president, it will not happen. Will not happen.
A new study suggests that autism can be diagnosed in children as young as 14 months. The finding is much earlier than the typical diagnosis of autism when children are 3 or 4. Specialists who treat kids with what's called autism spectrum disorder say earlier diagnosis can mean earlier intervention. And actor Ben Stiller will testify on the massive refugee crisis in Syria before a Senate panel today. May Day protests are prompting heightened security efforts in major cities around the world, as May 1st is International Workers' Day, and it's a national holiday in over 80 countries. Security is much higher in France. That's where violent anti-government protests have already been going on for months. Authorities plan to deploy over 7,000 police and dozens of drones in Paris. And once again, reminding you to find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Great to have you with us right now, sharing part of your day. And we've got my good friend, Rabbi Steve Leder, who's joining us now. He's the author of the book, More Beautiful Than Before, How Suffering Transforms Us. Steve, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing fairly well, all things considered, Bill. I'm very happy to be talking to you today.
Well, Steve, it's important, I believe, for the community, even though something as tragic as occurred in Poway, and, of course, people of faith are under attack all over the world these days. I mean, we're just seeing this increasing number of attacks on churches and Shabbats like, in Poway. And this is extremely disturbing and heartbreaking all at the same time, as you say. We had another shooting at a synagogue, as I mentioned, in Poway, California last week. And, it's just heartbreaking. I mean, here it is. We're concluding the Passover celebration and all that that represents. And
yes.
Here we have this tragic event that takes place.
Look, tragic is the only word. I really think it's the distillate or cumulate of, centuries and centuries and centuries of pernicious anti-Semitism, as well as a mood, for lack of a better word, a mood in the country of enormous anger. And look, this is a guy who could have been caught also.
Right.
We have to pay attention to these early warning signs when people start posting manifestos. Menachem Begin was once asked what the lessons of the Holocaust were, and the first thing he said was, when someone says they want to kill you, believe them.
Right.
And I think that, why churches and synagogues and mosques? Because we let our guard down when we're in a prayerful state. We let our guard down when we're in a, and I quote, sanctuary. It's supposed to be just that, a sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
And look, in no way can I, is what happened in, defensible. In no way is it worth the lessons that we've learned from it. But nevertheless, and I say this in my book about all suffering, it's not worth what we learn, but neither is it worthless. So let's learn some lessons here.
Right.
First of all, churches, synagogues, mosques, let's protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have proper security. Let's be prepared to live in this world that in which deeply disturbed people can get their hands on guns and do us great harm. So, number one, let's take our enemy's threat seriously. You know, the FBI foiled a very serious plot. It was just announced yesterday in Los Angeles. They did a great job. We need to go do a great job virtually every time. That's number one. Number two, I hope this shocks us to some degree out of our complacency. Mm-hmm. We have to speak out against religious hatred, whoever the target is. If the target is one of us, the target is all of us. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to be honest that, and this might be our listeners to hear, but I think it needs to be said, some of this anti-Semitism has its roots for 1,000 years or more.
Yes. Right.
In the church. And we need our Christian brothers and sisters to speak out against it, to call it for what it is, which is senseless bigotry and hatred, and call it out for the lie that it is, and to not only preach but practice the kind of love that Christ exemplified.
Exactly. And I want to go back to what you said initially, and that is that we have to be more mindful. There's no question that these gunmen are choosing soft targets. And I believe all the gunmen need to be aware that the church is no longer going to be a soft target. What stopped this individual was a Border Patrol agent who was off duty, happened to have access to a gun. The rabbi said that he had encouraged him to carry when he came to the service just as an eye, you know, just for protection, because we understand that all religious facilities, whether they're Muslim mosques, their Christian churches, synagogues are being targeted, and these gunmen are looking at them as soft targets. But they need to be put on notice that there is no longer going to be soft targets, that the church is going to do what it has to take to protect, as you say, as they're praying. What it takes me to immediately, Rabbi, is the book of Nehemiah. When they were rebuilding the wall, they had the sword in one hand, and the other hand they were building the wall. Or in this case, we're going to be praying. Part of us is going to be praying, and the other part's going to be vigilant with the other hand to understand that the threats are imminent, that we're going to take these threats seriously. People say they want to eradicate people of faith, whether you're Christian, a Jew, whatever. They're coming after us, and we need to be mindful of that. And as you said, Menachem Begin said it quite rightly, is that you need to believe them when they say they're coming out to kill you.
Right. If your enemy says he's out to destroy you, believe him.
Yes.
Simple as that.
Right.
Now, look, I also think it's important to say that this remains the rare exception and not the rule, that America remains a remarkably, you know, peaceful and tolerant and beautiful place filled with brotherhood and sisterhood.
Right.
And that, you know, most people do respect other people's ways of thinking and worshiping. And we need to remember that, too. You know, all roads do not lead to Auschwitz. All roads do not lead to this kind of terrible violence and anti-Semitism.
Right.
The point being, however, nevertheless, we have to be prepared for the exception, not the rule.
Well, and I think also we need to be aware of the season. I mean, again, in the Old Testament, the book of Ecclesiastes, there is a time and season for all things. And what we're seeing here is the repetition of violence against people of faith. This could be a season that we're in that we need to be discerning of. If we're not, then we're going to continue to be targets for evil.
Yes, and look, I'm a religious leader, not a political leader, but I think it also has to be said that we also need to take very seriously the extreme views on the extreme right and the extreme left politically in this country. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the language is irresponsible. I agree with
the language. The language is completely irresponsible. It's as dangerous on the left as it is on the right. A pox on both their houses.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to throw these people out of office if they can't behave civilly and speak civil and make America the land of brotherhood and sisterhood,
mm-hmm.
which is the great differentiator in America. You know, I think about that song, America the Beautiful, a lot, Bill.
Right.
And, you know, there are countries with greater mountains of majesty and greater fields of grain. That, you know, what is it that makes America unique is that it's a land of brotherhood and sisterhood from sea to shining sea. And that is the real America. And that is the America that we have to fight very hard to protect.
Rabbi Steve Leder is with us, and we've got more from him right after the break. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like us. Bill Martinez here. Rabbi Steve Leder is with us, author of the book, More Beautiful Than Before, How Suffering Transforms Us. Steve, no doubt we are at a crossroads. It's like we're always at a crossroads. This is our journey of life. And the Bible reminds us clearly that we are faced with the immortal question or the perennial question that hits us between the eyes all the time is that, are we going to choose life or death? And God was real clear. You know, God was real, he's a God of life. And he, you know, when he poses that question, he gives you the immediate answer. So you don't have to think about it. You choose life, right?
Yes, so that you and your children can live. Right. That's right.
And this is what it's all about. And as you were talking about the better angels of, you know, not only America, I don't want to be so arrogant to think of just the better angels of America. I see better angels all over the world of people in the midst of oppression that is so incredible. I mean, Steve, you know, you talk about the current events. Venezuela right now is in the middle of such upheaval, and we're seeing, you know, military tanks running people over in the streets. Are you kidding me? But yet there are people there that are saving people and protecting them in the midst of this absolute chaos in Venezuela.
Look, the vast majority of the world is at peace the vast majority of the time. People are generally good. People generally are not interested in harming others. And I think that's, by the way, I often get calls at a time like this. Like, what do I say to my children? I say, first of all, if they're very young, don't let them watch the news and keep it away from them. Mm-hmm. But if they're old enough to engage in this, I think the first and most important message is that most people are loving and most people are peaceful. And what this person did is an exception to the rule. It is not who we really are. I don't think we can stress that enough. And then again, I know we're sort of covering the same ground, but it can't be covered enough. We have to call it when we see it. When we hear xenophobia, when we hear anti-Semitism, when we hear anti-Islam behavior or anti-Christian rhetoric, we have to call it out for what it is, which is completely inappropriate and unacceptable, and out with it. If you're a politician, if you're a CEO, if you're a school teacher, I don't care who you are, what you are, a police person, a fire person, out, finished, unacceptable.
Without a doubt, and I think that... you know, as you say, politically, I believe in that Congress had an opportunity to call things out, and they homogenized, the contempt that they should have had just clearly. I mean, it takes some courage to stand up for those things that really are truthful and eternal. It takes courage, especially in this modern era of political correctness. But if we don't do this, then we leave room for these acts of evil that come in and are perpetrated on...
And you're so right, Bill. To criticize everyone is to criticize no one.
Right. Exactly.
You know, these generalities do nothing to combat the kind of hatred that needs to be combated. I agree with you completely.
Yeah.
By the way, we haven't talked about the cartoon in the New York Times.
Right, exactly.
You know, this horribly anti-Semitic cartoon in the New York Times. And where the lack of sensitivity for anti-Semitism or recognition of anti-Semitism is so deeply embedded in the DNA that it's not even recognized when it's standing right in front of you.
Right.
That's just utterly amazing to me. So what does this mean? It means that we have an added obligation, those of us who do see it and do hear it, we have an added obligation to tell it like it is when we see it. And if we're perceived as being judgmental or hypersensitive, so be it. I can live with that. I would rather be seen as hypersensitive than thoughtless, and I'd rather be seen as hypersensitive than complicit.
Without a doubt. Well, and as you said earlier, what are we saying with our words? You know, how are we? Are we adding to the proposition? Or are we taking away? Are we adding to the violence? Are we complicit with the violence by our acts of commission and omission? This anti-Semitism, as you said, has been, it's nothing new. I mean, this has been ancient hatred, as some have written about. And, you know, we say we don't want to live with this, but we need to call it out when it raises its ugly head. And, you know, shame on the New York Times for releasing this. And, of course, they did this rather strategically because it wasn't, I understood that this particular cartoon, the political cartoon you're talking about, wasn't in the domestic release of the New York Times.
It,
this was what was released overseas. So to that audience overseas that embraces this kind of Semitism and this kind of thought, what are we doing? We're going, okay, we don't want to poison the well here in our own town, but we'll go poison somebody else's well, right?
Right. And look, let's give them the benefit of the doubt this time and take them at their word that it was a serious mistake for which they're deeply sorry. And nevertheless, it's an awfully good thing we called them on it.
Exactly.
Taking them at their word, at the very least, we prevented it from happening again.
Mm-hmm.
But to all of your listeners, Bill, to all of your listeners, to all good Christians, all good Jews, all good Muslims everywhere, speak up when you see it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look the other way, because that is a sin of omission. And it can be as deadly as a sin of commission.
Well, you know, as you say, this is our opportunity. This is our world, and we live in it. And we need to be either we're helping or hurting, as you say, either by omission or commission. And right now, there seems to be an increase in this kind of activity that is heartbreaking for all of us. I mean, you know, you think of that 60-year-old woman, Lori Kay, who took the bullet for her rabbi.
Yeah.
I mean, that family is without a mother, without a wife, you know, because of what she did.
And you know, this kind of hatred is only really possible as a result of the objectification of the other.
Mm-hmm.
When we cease to see the other as a human being,
mm-hmm.
as a person who matters the way we matter, who matters the way our loved ones matter. And it's the objectification of the other that leads to this kind of evil. This is what Martin Buber was talking about in his magnificent book, I and Thou,
mm-hmm.
that when we start treating other people as collections of stereotypes or as an object of some kind rather than a humane human being, with feelings and blood and bone like our own, that is the beginning of the end. You know, you have many believers in your audience, so I can use a religious reference here.
Mm-hmm.
The rabbis of the Talmud ask a very interesting question about the ninth plague, since this happened on the last day of Passover, that ninth plague of darkness. And the rabbis ask the question, how dark was this darkness? What does the Bible really mean when it says a plague of darkness? And the answer they give is that the darkness was so dark that the Hebrews and the Egyptians no longer saw the humanity in the other.
Mm.
That is the kind of darkness that we cannot allow in our world today. We cannot allow this objectification of the other. The other is no different than you.
Steve, I hope that people are really grabbing hold of what you just shared with us. That is so profound, because we are we're tempted by that with the tribalistic behavior that is being demonstrated on the streets in our culture today, domestically, around the world, the less thans versus the more thans. You know, that concept that takes us back to not too far of a distant history when we look at World War II and World War I and II of Germany. I mean, that's what it was. It tribalized everybody. It put them in their respective corners.
And it was the objectification. It was the objectification of the Jew, right? Took away everything you owned, shaved your head, gave you a number, and took away your name. It was turning a human being into an object that enabled that mass killing to take place.
Well,
and you're right. Very easy to objectify in our culture. And I see this as the root of the spiritual problem of the evil that we saw in that Poway synagogue.
Rabbi Steve Leder currently serves as the senior rabbi of Wilshire Boulevard Temple, a synagogue in Los Angeles, author of the book More Beautiful Than Before, How Suffering Transforms Us. Steve, as always, you're such a blessing. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Boehringer Ingelheim. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, is a serious lung disease that affects nearly 16 million Americans. It is caused by long-term damage to the lungs that makes it hard to breathe. Common symptoms include wheezing, coughing, and struggling to take in a breath. Pulmonologist Jill Ohar, professor of medicine at Wake Forest University in North Carolina, is an expert on COPD.
COPD can't be cured, but there are ways to treat it. It's important to know that there is no one-size-fits-all approach. So you need to work with your doctor to figure out the right treatment for you. When speaking to your doctor about treatment options, I encourage everyone to learn more about what inhaler the medicine comes in.
Since COPD medicines are usually delivered through an inhaler, it's important that the conversation between a doctor and patient includes a discussion of the inhaler. For more on inhaler choice, visit treatingmycopd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr will be defending his handling of the Mueller report when he testifies shortly before the Senate Judiciary Committee, as Democrats have accused him of misrepresenting key findings in the final report of the special counsel Robert Mueller before releasing a redacted version of Mueller's report. Congressman Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, says,
I don't think we can rely on the Justice Department to be summarizing what Bob Mueller said in that conversation to Bill Barr. We know from Mueller's own words from that letter that he viewed the Barr summary as misleading, as essentially allowing the White House to create this false narrative. No, this is serious business.
He was speaking on CBS News. The South Central U.S. cleaning up after over two dozen tornadoes touched down yesterday in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. Luckily, no one was killed. This is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. Exterior walls with peeling paint can make your home look poorly maintained. Not only does it look bad, it could lead to larger problems in the future, like moisture in your walls. Inspect your siding and exterior trim for small cracks and chips. Repair the spots and store extra paint in an airtight container so you can spot paint as needed. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. I want to read this mission statement from the National Tax Limitation Committee, because this puts it all in perspective. They were organized in 1975. Its mission has been to provide national leadership to achieve the optimal size and functions of government and promote candidates and initiatives that support these goals. Pretty basic, right? And pretty reasonable. See, this is what I appreciate about the founder and president of the limittaxes.org, the tax National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler, because that is his passion, and that's what he continues to fight for, as we've talked many times on the show, is that we need to figure out what size of government is optimal. And that's what we should budget accordingly. I mean, we all make these kind of decisions, Lou, in every kitchen table across America. We decide and see, you know, by factual evidence, what comes into the household, what we can afford. And look at it. If we can afford a Cadillac, fine. If we can't, we choose some other options. And it seems like our country, for some reason, feels that it's immune from making those basic reasonable decisions.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, Ronald Reagan, when he was president, believed in limited government. That was how he put it, limited government.
Mm-hmm.
That preceded the development of the body of knowledge known as the right size or optimal size of government that you've referred to and that we have been preaching.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have learned worldwide now is that when a government goes beyond 18 to 20% of gross domestic product. In other words, when the government controls more than about 20% of the economy, it goes off the cliff.
Right.
And right now we're double that. And Western nations in Europe are similarly very, very excessive. They need an obesity training program.
Without a doubt.
Okay.
Well, and to
so
your
that's what we're working on.
Exactly. And to your point here immediately, Lou, this is why you and others were so up in arms about the hijacking of national of healthcare and turning it into a national system. I mean, it put us off the rails in terms of our cost of government. When government came in to take over a fifth or a sixth of our economy, that's a big number. And look what it's done. It's left us all in a lurch. We're in a quandary, and all brought to you by the Democratic Party and one Barack Obama that had, really a misguided and misapplied theory about health care.
You're absolutely right. And of course, the unstated result of a single payer of government health care is that all nurses and doctors have to become employees of government.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not about to do that. They will leave. We will have a vacuum in terms of the number of practicing professionals if we try to go that route. And there have been too many examples, Canada and all the rest, Great Britain, that this does not work, and we have so many examples of well-served programs that are privately delivered. So it's just nonsense. This is the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren escape route, and mm-hmm. it's just absurd.
Well, it sounds fine on the surface, and then you ask him, you pin him to the floor, and you say, okay, how are we going to pay for it? And he mumbles, well, I guess we're going to have to do taxes. Well, no kidding. You know, yes. I mean, you know, that is the reality, and we're already being taxed too much as it is. And so when people understand that taxes are involved, this is problematic. And, of course, we can thank Justice Roberts for his insinuation and the whole argument of Obamacare. Otherwise, it had been put in the trash bin of history, which it should have been turned into the trash bin of history a lot sooner than where it is right now. Now it's just kind of halfway in and halfway out, hanging over the edges like bad porridge.
That's right. And thank goodness, too, we're getting this Mueller investigation behind us and the rest of this Russian stuff, etc., so we can get down to the business at hand that is important to every American. And that's the key thing. The latest polls that came out not long ago and talked about the benefits of tax reform and tax cuts, etc., showed that so few people really understood what was done for them in terms of tax rate reduction, that we're way undershooting the mark of what this can do for America. And we've got to turn that around. We've got to educate people that this is the direction we look at, not some, you know, national socialized medicine scheme.
Exactly. Well, and the people need to, you know, understand that it behooves them to be educated on these different areas of their government. There's a government of for, by, we, the people. It commands us to stay involved. And if not, then we start relying on 8-second sound bites. We get emotional like everybody else. And then, we're not doing our job. I mean, look at the situation here, to your point, Lou. And you've got to call it out for what it is. It is the doggone Democrats. They're not participating in the government. Sitting there and wanting to investigate instead of legislate to no end after the Mueller report, after 60-some million dollars have been invested, 2.5 years, wasted time. I mean, look at the comparison just right on the surface right now. The 115th Congress and the first 100 days of the 116th Congress. It's a disaster by and large because we've got serious problems, whether it has to do with immigration, healthcare like we're talking about, infrastructure, other serious issues in our country right now, and all those are being ignored. All why? Because the Democrats refuse to accept the votes of 63 million people. Now, keep in mind, it's the same Democrats that supposedly want to make sure every vote counts. I guess what they mean is every vote that they want to make sure every vote counts for a Democrat, but when somebody votes Republican, then somehow that's unjust and needs to be invalidated, right?
Yeah, no, that's right. And when you look at the 20 plus or minus people who have held their hand up to become candidates for the Democrat presidential nomination, it is a laughing stock. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only serious one is the former Vice President Biden, and you know, you got to weigh him on the basis of the policies that he's advocated over his life, which are many of the ones we've talked about. So when you have one that you would consider maybe serious out of 20, mm-hmm. they've got themselves one terrible problem.
Well, we'll see if he's able to hold on to his principles, Lou, because look what happened. All 20 of them are being drugged further to the left. I mean, and it's amazing. You know, you think about AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, you know, here's a freshman congresswoman, and she's thrust more influence on the Democratic Party than Nancy Pelosi. Who would have thunk?
Yeah. No, and Nancy's going to have to take the reins back in her hand if she's to be considered the leader of the House, because every day that she's allowing AOC and some of these others to be way out front, as they are, she's losing control. So that's the risk that the Democrats run, mm-hmm. is being considered absurd and irrelevant.
Well, Lou, as I mentioned earlier, the shame of all this is the Democrats are not doing the people's business. I don't care. You know, most of the people, look at Mueller, the report has pretty much settled the issue. How much further do you want to go in this? You know, Adam Schiff is like a dog on a bone. It's like, let it go. You know, it is gone. Gerald Nadler, okay, we get it. You hate Donald Trump. You want to try to make something work here. But you are wasting the people's money and time by not being about the people's business. The people's business right now is not worrying about Donald Trump's, tax returns or, you know, all the other innuendo and suggestion that already has proven hollow and without any substance whatsoever. Let's move on. Let's get this country back on track. Let's come up with some solutions. I mean, all these candidates are talking about solutions, and I say, you know, we're talking about their ideas, and I'm going, well, where are you? You're in Congress. Go propose your case. I mean, go effect some law and do some policy, right?
Exactly right. You got it 100%. As usual, Bill. You bet.
Well, you know, I guess you're rubbing off on me, Lou. That's the deal. So, Lou, you learned.
Great to be working with you and talking with you regularly, because I think between us we've got some solutions that America needs.
Well, we got to keep up the good fight, that's for sure. The founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, the one and only Lou Euler on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lou, as always. Appreciate the time.
You bet.
Take care.
Take care.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. According to the American Cleaning Institute, 76% of Americans participate in spring cleaning every year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers outlines tips and tools that can help you clean up your finances to maximize financial rewards.
Spring cleaning is all about hitting the refresh button, and that includes refreshing your spending and finances to maximize rewards. Try to stick with your favorite brands to accumulate maximum benefits through their rewards programs. Additionally, consider consolidating your savings and investment accounts down to one financial institution. This will simplify your banking, and the balance of your consolidated accounts may also qualify you for a program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards. Our Preferred Rewards members enjoy great benefits, including credit card rewards bonuses of up to 75%, home and auto loan discounts, no fees on select banking services, and more. And as a member's qualifying balances grow with Bank of America, so does their preferred rewards benefits.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez.
And I will wait for you.
It's Bill Martinez live.
I will wait for you. And I will wait for you.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. CNN political commentator Steve Cortez is with us. Steve, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Joe Biden finally gets in the race. His focus is Donald Trump. I think maybe he just wants to forget that there's 19 other people right now on the stage vying for the same deal. But we said you got to keep an eye on how much money he's able to raise in the first 24 hours of.
Right. And, you know, Bill, I'll say this about Biden. I do think he would be the most worthy opponent. I really do. I don't think he has a chance of possibly getting out of that primary. I really don't. I think, quite frankly, and I mean, I hate to say this because it's bad for our country, but I'm not sure that a straight white male, particularly an older one like he is capable of winning that Democratic primary because they are so focused on identity politics and on putting you into a silo of, you know, aggrieved status. So I don't think he can win. But since I said something nice about him, I'm going to criticize him too, Bill. He launched his campaign on a lie. He really did. He put out a video saying that the president called the neo-Nazis in Charlottesville very fine people. That is not true. That is a myth that has been pushed for a year and a half by the mainstream media. If you look at the actual video, the actual transcript of what Trump said, he said there were very fine people on both sides of the monument debate, not that there were fine people among the neo-Nazis. As a matter of fact, he said the opposite. He said they should be totally condemned at that exact same now somewhat infamous press conference. So Biden launched his campaign on a lie, and it's really a shame that he did so.
You know, Steve, I'm glad you brought up about the lie that Joe Biden would want to perpetrate. I mean, we're going back 2017. Let's relive this narrative that somehow Trump was promoting white nationalism. Can you square this away once and for all? Is that possible?
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. I've written about it, by the way. If your viewers would like to read my articles on Real Clear Politics, I call it the Charlottesville hoax. And thankfully, it's getting more and more attention. Media has been relentlessly pushing this lie for almost 2 years now, since those awful events at Charlottesville in 2017. And there's two important parts here. The first is that in those remarks in Trump Tower, if you read the whole transcript or watch the whole video, not carefully edited the way too many in media do, you will see that he very clearly denounces. As a matter of fact, he says they should be, quote, completely condemned when he talks about white nationalists or neo-Nazis. So he couldn't have been clearer about that. Now, when he talks about there being fine people on both sides, that's the second part. He's also very clear, again, if you show the full context, he's very clear he's talking about the monument debate. And Bill, there are fine people on both sides of that debate. I think there are valid reasons that, you know, should we be honoring people who rebelled against the very United States? Like, I understand that side. I also understand the side saying, you know, we don't erase history. We're not like ISIS and the Taliban. We don't destroy historical markers. We don't blow them up. There are fine people on both sides of that debate. That's what he was talking about. He did not remotely call the neo-Nazis fine people. As a matter of fact, the exact opposite. He condemned them. Right. And for the media to spread this lie as persistently as they have is atrocious. And it's also awful that a former vice president of the United States would launch his campaign for the presidency, the highest office in this land, based on a lie.
Right. Well, and this is why the mainstream media, they seem to double down on the fake news and then question why people refer to them as fake news. It's because they're caught lying and they don't have the audacity to come back or even some sense of humanity and humility to say, hey, guys, you know what? Yeah, we misreported. We made a mistake. Let's move on and hold on to some credibility. But they continue to double down because of their positions on this president. And it's
a
nonstop.
Great point. Yeah, it's as if they're in a fog of bias, and because the fog is so thick, their hatred of the president, they can't see through the fog to recognize that, you know, these aren't true, these lies that they're spreading. But also, look, people make mistakes. That's fine. I've certainly said things on air. You know, anyone who talks enough for a living, I'm sure you as well, says something they wish they hadn't said, or they wish they said it a different way.
Yeah, example, it keeps us humble, Steve. If you have a heart for humility, because you know we're only humanoid, right?
Right. You know, one time on CNN, I was having a really contentious debate about immigration, about illegal immigration, and I called them invaders. And I thought more about it that night, prayed about it, and I came back the next day. I said, you know what? I don't want to use that term, invaders. Don't get me wrong. I'm not soft on the border, okay?
Right.
And they are absolutely illegal trespassers into our country, and I believe they should be repatriated immediately. So, I mean, I'm not going soft on policy, but I personally feel that using the word invader is too strong. And I apologize for it and said that I won't use it again, and I haven't. So, anyone can make mistakes, can overreach. The problem with media is it wasn't a single instance. It's basically been a 2-year campaign, the biggest one being the Russia hoax.
Right, exactly.
A smaller one being the Charlottesville hoax. They're proven wrong on both, and yet they cling to it. You know, kind of ironically, you remember when Obama said that, you know, we cling bitterly to our guns and religion? Well, they cling bitterly to their hoaxes, and they're doing that right now, unfortunately.
Well, and this is the thing when they're so exposed, Steve, sadly. I mean, I keep saying, you know, we're at 3.2 GDP. Could you imagine where our country would be right now if we had even just a modicum of cooperation instead of 90% of the negative media towards this president? The level of politics because of 2016, the Democrats cannot accept the votes of 63 million Americans. They want to invalidate them. They want to prove to them somehow that they have been wrong. But, you know, what can they believe? You know, their fat wallets or what the Democrats have been lying to them about?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I wrote another article, too. I called the Russia hoax, for example. I called the Steve Bartman of politics. And what I mean by that, for any listeners who don't pay attention to baseball, Steve Bartman is the Cubs fan. I'm in Chicago, and he's the poor Cubs fan who reached for a foul ball and kept the Cubs from sealing that victory in the playoffs way back in 2003. He was largely blamed. Now, that's crazy, okay, because what followed that incident were a ton of on-field errors. The Cubs lost the game. The pros on the field lost the game, but Bartman was blamed. He was a convenient scapegoat. Mm-hmm. The Russia hoax has become the Bartman of the 2016 election. Rather than take a serious look at why did they lose, you know, what message of Trump resonated with voters, why did Hillary Clinton not resonate with voters? Rather than taking a look at that and how was media biased during the whole process, instead they want to make up a scapegoat. They want to make up a Bartman. And so to them it was this Russia collusion ghost that they've been talking about for 2 years. Now Mueller comes out and he just blows that ghost out of the water, says it doesn't exist.
Exactly.
And they really are apoplectic. They don't know what to do. But as I said, unfortunately, they're still clinging to it, just as they're still clinging to the Charlottesville hoax.
What are they hiding, Steve?
You know, I think what they're hiding in part is their complicity, unfortunately. I think a lot of media, particularly on the Russia hoax, right? a lot of media, let's face it, they were in cahoots with the Democratic Party, in cahoots with the Obama DOJ and FBI at the highest levels, in spreading this nonsense. So I think part of it is they don't want their full role revealed, even though, you know, a lot of us, we know even by deduction, if not knowing outright. And I think secondly is that rather than run against Donald Trump on record in 2020, because that scares them, you know, you mentioned the gangbusters economy that just keeps going like the Energizer Bunny.
Right.
Rather than run against him on record, they want to run on inference. They want to run on accusation. And if truth be damned, right, even if he didn't call neo-Nazis fine people, even if he condemned them, we're going to say he did. And if we say it enough, maybe some people will believe it, and maybe they'll vote for whoever the Democratic nominee is. But look, in the end, I think, you know, it's terrible for our country. It really is. I think it exacerbates an already divided, polarized country for them to act this way. But I will say, as a partisan, you know, a small part of me, Bill, does welcome it, because I think they helped elect, unwittingly, they helped elect Trump in 2016. I think they're going to do it again in 2020 by being this unfair to him.
Well, I think ultimately you're right. I mean, and thank God for that, because what they try to effect, as some have declared it to be, Steve, which is pretty scary when you think about 21st century America, our incredible republic, all threatened by what some have declared to be a coup.
Right.
Well, that's pretty crazy.
I know that's a strong term, but I don't think it's unwarranted, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. When you look at when you consider that people like Clapper and Comey, Page, Strzok, McCabe, Brennan, that whole Obama national security law enforcement team at the very highest levels, when you consider that they were using our national security capabilities to try to frustrate and thwart an opposition campaign, and then once Trump won, to try to delegitimize an incoming president. That's as close as a coup as America has ever come. The only other president I know of who weaponized our national security and law enforcement capabilities in that manner was Richard Nixon.
Exactly.
Who was thrown out of office as a result. Mm-hmm. So what Obama did and his team did at the end of his presidency, you know, we still don't know the full story, but what we do know is pretty reprehensible. And you know what? Now the onus, I think, is on Bill Barr. We finally have an attorney general, a real one.
Right.
It's time for him. And look, this might be uncomfortable. It might be difficult. I can't even imagine the opposition he's going to face within the swamp. But he has to dig, and he has to get to answers of how is this possibly able to happen during 2015 and 2016 in our country.
Well, the swamp is fighting for its very lives here. And you know what happens when desperate people get desperate, they do desperate things. And that was already represented in what happened in the 2016 election. Lest people forget, I think Donna Brazile almost forgot this for a moment, but Karl Rove reminded her very quickly that all this happened on Barack Obama's watch. It didn't happen on Donald Trump's watch.
No, and that's critical to realize as well. But, you know, again, I think it's a scapegoat. I mean, look, we don't want Russia interfering in our election. Of course not.
Right.
But let's also keep it in perspective. In an election where Donald Trump's campaign alone spent $80 million on Facebook, total expenditures for both campaigns reached into the billions of dollars. The Russians, according to the Mueller report, this IRA, which is their internet agency that did this, they spent $100,000 on Facebook. Now, again, we don't want them interfering. It's illegal. It's unwelcome. It's wrong. Let's try to stop it. But let's also not exaggerate. What I think the media wants to do, again, is create the scapegoat. Say, well, Trump didn't really win. Mm-hmm. You know, the Russians cheated and got him across the finish line. Well, that's just not true, and it's disrespectful to the millions of people who voted for him, and I think will vote for him again in 2020.
We got to leave it right there. Steve Cortez on Bill Martinez Live, CNN commentator and former Trump campaign operative. Steve is always pretty.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Maybe not.